Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, I'm Jennifer, a co-founder of the Go Kid Go Network. At Go Kid Go, putting kids first is at the heart of every show that we produce. That's why we're so excited to introduce a brand new show to our network called The Search for the Silver Lining, a fantasy adventure series about a spirited young girl named Isla who time travels to the mythical land of Camelot. During her journey, Isla meets new friends, including King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table, and learns valuable life lessons with every quest, sword fight, and dragon ride. Positive and uplifting stories remind us all about the importance of kindness, friendship, honesty, and positivity. Join me and an all-star cast of actors, including Liam Neeson, Emily Blunt, Kristen Bell, Chris Hemsworth, among many others, in welcoming the Search for the Silver Lining podcast to the Go Kid Go Network by listening today. Look for the Search for the Silver Lining on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, citizens, to the Season 2 premiere of the Liberty Critical Research Podcast. The production team would like to thank new and returning listeners for tuning in to our Season 2 broadcast premiere. We have worked diligently to grow and advance the podcast, and we look forward to the season ahead. But first, some quick announcements. Our 150-page graphic novel, Liberty Deception, received an extremely friendly reception at its premiere at New York Comic Con last month, selling 304 copies and setting the world record for the most copies of a graphic novel sold at a convention. We would like to thank everyone who came out to support us, especially the fans of our podcast. Copies of the graphic novel are available for pre-order at thelibertycomic.com, and they will be shipped out on November 14th. Lastly, we would like to take a moment to acknowledge and thank everyone who's listened to and supported us over the last year. When we started our broadcast, we assumed that maybe a dozen people would listen. We could never have expected to reach the audience that we have now. If you are listening to us, thank you. Thank you for encouraging us to push our story into a second season and for listening through our early growing pains as a broadcast. We realize that our broadcast has become a more serious endeavor than we ever could have anticipated, and as a result, we've started a Patreon to help ease the stresses of production. This year alone, we've spent countless hours and over $100 per episode on traveling expenses, gear replacement, tools, and upgrades specifically for this show. So, if you enjoy what you have heard and would like to help us create new stories and seasons, or perhaps would just like to access some unique art, books, or stories, please consider becoming a patron today at patreon.com/libertypodcast. Now, as your media director, it is my duty to inform you that the following story may contain content some listeners may find disturbing. So stay tuned and remember, Atreus endures.
After a difficult time, I have just received my recorder back. We lost Gradius, I think. I have not spoken with the others about it yet, but as far as I know, we don't know if he is alive. We were chased, separated, and taken by a gang called the Southeastern Rocket Punks. Shallow, Sev, and I are with them now. I got shot earlier, but now it seems like the least of our problems. While it hurts, it appears to only be a superficial wound in the cartilage of my ear. I think I have bigger things to worry about at this point. There was choosing. Dismiss, the leader of this gang, the Rocket Punks, had the recorder for all of it. I'm going to have to shorten the file to free up space on the recorder. Never found a dead drop. Everything has turned up red. But here are the important parts, I guess from my opinion and from the audio reach of the recorder. Here's what happened.
Hal, put him over there and her over there. Ooh. That one smells potent. Just kill that one. Perfect. 5 is a much better number. My new friends. Go, take their hoods off so we're not such poor hosts.
Hal.
There you are. Look at you all. 5 smiling little guests, and hopefully some of you will be family soon. We've been looking for some new family. Lost a few great brothers and sisters recently. We are, and I hope you will soon be, the Rocket Punks. The Southeast Rocket Punks. You might know the Rocket Punks in general, but we run things a little bit different here with the SE. Guns, bullets, human shields, none of that drug brewing business our other Rocket Punk extended brethren run. No way to tell when one drug will be in fashion, the other out. It's too much of a social issue, but I'm off topic now. So, 5 esteemed, wonderful guests.
We ain't guests of yours, you feckin' user.
4 wonderful guests. So what do you bring to my merry little party, Why should I let you stay? You! You. What do you do? Who are you?
I'm Scrapman. I just written ice real small, like, I can find the hard stuff. Three places other can't. I can. It's worked for you.
We
I
already
can.
Have scrap children much more small than you. Fucking scrappers belong in scrap traps. What about you? You're a small little man, too.
Talesman. I'm a talesman. I bear the stories, tales, and heroics of the people of the North. Of fellow talesmen of varying kinds and of the dark kin.
A talesman of the North. You know, we don't have one of those.
And these are my...
Don't interrupt me. It's rude. And I'm sure your whatevers can speak for themselves. So, young Vist. Oh, just listen to that. I remembered. I do try to make my guests feel at home. Why should you get to stay? Are you family or another fucking guest?
Point that scrap gun at me and you'll find out.
I do love party games.
Shit.
Such fun. Whew. You, big guy, can certainly stay for now. But if you don't give me my pistol back, Bads Howl and I are going to have to leave you and your friends here.
How do I know their guns aren't empty, too?
Are you willing to play a game with the life of your talesman? I am.
Sev, sit down.
You know what's so wonderful about some of these scrap guns, young Vist? They are so persnickety, but to me at least it gives each one character. Like mine, for example. She only really loves me.
Sev!
What? What?
He'll be fine. His hearing will come back to that ear soon, I think. And you, scary woman.
If you think Bats and Howl are skilled with guns, it's only because you ain't seen me.
Big words.
Doesn't matter if they're big, if they're true. Want me to prove it?
Such fire inside each of you. We might just be friends. Bads, give me your spare piece. I'll take that brave little talesman of ours over to the wall.
Talesman!
and bads. If anything happens, or looks like it might happen, shoot 'em.
Further, Hal, I said to the wall. Excellent. Now put a tin on his head.
Bads, would you give her a bullet?
Okay, Diz.
You get one shot. Don't miss.
The tin?
The tin.
There's your big words.
Hey, clear through the middle, boss!
Stupendous. Just wonderful. A talisman, a sharp shot, and a fist. What a haul. What a haul. Welcome, then, to the S.E. Rocket Punks. I'm Dismas, the boss, and we're going to be growing close as family from here on out, and it's a big family. Pick them up. Pick them up. And we don't mess with family here.
Family.
Now, oh, you will find this exciting. Let me be the first to show you, proudly, your new home. No better place to be, in my humble opinion, of course, than our punk complex in this horrible wasteland we call the Fringe. I'll give you a much better tour later, but for now... Welcome to the Hot.
It's a full complex.
Isn't it? Now, come along. No one knows you as family yet. If you stray off, someone might mistake you. You don't want to end up in the pit, do you? See? No one does. Now, I know how tough it can be to split up, but we need to put your skills where they count. Our family can only be as strong as our weakest siblings. So, who is... first, Fist.
It's Young Fist.
I'll know it eventually. Young Fist, you're our first stop. You'll be on pit and slave duty. A big guy like you can control a few scrawny pulses, I'm sure. They're only slaves, so put them in their place, but keep them useful. I'll introduce you to Skit. She'll be your big mother for the current moon. Come on, don't shuffle your feet. Many to-dos tonight.
Dizzy. What a sad show, eh?
Those two look like they could go a few more rounds in the pit. They certainly aren't working hard enough. Neither of them are even bleeding.
No, easier fresh pulses don't have to fight in them yet. Yeah. So, what you got for me tonight?
Only the best for our growing family. A new fist for your pit guard. Young Fist.
Young Fist.
He's a biggie, Dizzy. Needin', too. Lost boards last night getting a new slave broken in.
Dreadful. Just dreadful. Dreadful. Who was Bortz again?
Big guy. One eye. Ate his food with its pinky finger.
No memory. Oh, dear. I really should find more time to socialize, but I hope this new fist helps fill the loss.
Yeah. He'll even things out. Bill of family's strong, Dizzy.
I try. Young Fist is new to us, so he may not understand our rules yet. Keep the chains for now.
You know I got nothing against chains, Dizzy.
Perfect. More to do, more to do.
Those are not going on me.
They most certainly are.
They appear to want you as a member of their brute detail, not to hurt you.
Yeah, we're useful, so just try not to get yourself killed, Sev. Please.
Kofsky, Jalo, later. I'll find you.
Oh, you will. You will! Close families often do share large meals. You'll all be attending, one way or another. Come! Now, for you to meet your family mentor, scary woman.
Who do I meet in this family?
Glad you asked. What do people call you? I must have missed it.
I never said it.
So say it.
Jalo.
Jalo. You're gonna meet Boom. Now, she's family, but...
But what? I thought family doesn't mess with family.
You learn quickly. Yeah, well, nothing Boom does is calm, or at times purposeful. Bads, catch the little one up, will you?
Move it!
Kofsky,
fine. I'm fine, Jalo.
I thought you don't mess with family.
Oh, that was encouragement. Pain sharpens the senses, quickens the step. Ah, but the bond between you three is so much like family already. Let's work off that. Build. That must be Oh, boom. Look at how you've grown. That grenade it is.
Dizzy! Looking killer!
You look all right yourself.
She's just a child.
A child genius. Boom knows how to make anything explosive go boom. And if it's non-explosive...
It's combustible! Ah, you remembered. You know, Dizzy, I lost my primary helper cousin a couple weeks ago. And this is a hard armory, and hot to keep up and running alone. So, what fresh brains you brought me tonight? Teach 'em or squish 'em?
Teach her! Well, as much as you can. And what about Ed? I got him for you just a few nights ago. We can't keep getting you new helpers, Boom. You go through them too quickly. It's your own fault.
I know. It's my own fault I can't have nice stuff.
So don't break this one. Well, break her first, then don't break her. Where's your cousin collar?
Got it!
Boom. Was that puddle Ed?
Yeah.
Now who's going to play the drums tomorrow? You're always saying you want an assistant. I even go out and steal them for you, and then what do you do?
I didn't mean...
Never mind. Just take Jalo and try not to blow her up. I have things to do.
I don't find this to be a smart decision. Allow me to go with Kofsky. What?
By the Ark. Nope. You're mine now. Come here. I'll show you how to use the rail gun.
What? What is this? It's got blood on it.
It's the cousin collar to make sure you stay family. Mess with family, and I'll make your head a mess. Come now. The railgun ain't gonna wait forever.
Kofsky, help.
Forget her. You'll see her at dinner, maybe. Somehow. We'll find out later. Come now, Talesman. Much of our family is bored, and you are to be the entertainment.
What did that thing do? The one around her neck?
As Boom says, it makes quite the mess.
I thought you didn't hurt family.
It's there to make sure she is family. We can't just allow anyone near the explosives.
Except that child.
Most certainly except that child.
So, Boom? She is your explosives lead?
You would never think it, would you? When we first found her as a child, she had just built her first grenade. Look at her now! Constructing rail guns, devising explosive armaments, blowing up buildings with precision. Makes family proud.
Huh. She must be incredibly intelligent.
I guess so. She's got a sharp mind, but sometimes she just can't help herself with her toys. That's children for ya.
I guess. So, where am I going? Do you have a talisman you're going to dump me with?
Well, that's a yes and a no. You see, little man, how can a talisman learn new tales? Well, tell me how.
Through listening to other tales.
But how do those talismen get theirs?
From other people, or through events that created the tales?
Exactly. You see, much is going to be happening with our growing family very soon, and you are going to be my talesman. You will document my deeds and those of our great family, but not until tomorrow. Tonight I have a meeting with a very lovely lady, so for tonight, you're going to be the entertainment.
Entertainment?
Spin a yarn, tell a tale, and don't get too boring because, well, some of the family's a bit short-fused and intoxicated.
Dismiss?
Yes, talesman.
May I ask, why do you speak so clearly? You don't sound like the other fringers my party has run into in the south.
Don't I know it! Is it not just awful how those scrap pickers speak? By the way you, Jalo, and Youngvis sound, I would say the north is doing a rather strong job of teaching proper speech. I taught myself. Gives me an additional authoritative presence, and I like to trade with some rather intellectual folk, so I prefer to have the power of my sly tongue. Meet some of the family. They're on break, so sorry if they don't stand up or acknowledge your existence. Now come over here.
I don't think I...
Oh, just step on him. He's so drugged and you're so light he won't even feel it. Perfect! Now I think I have something of yours. Here it is.
My recorder.
No talesman without his tools. Now!
Wait, what are you doing?
You didn't think I'd let you run off, did you? Now stay there, and I'll be back later on tomorrow. Someone should take you to dinner tonight, hopefully, if they remember or wake up. See you tomorrow, little talesman.
Wait, Dismas, don't just leave. Shit.
So that's where I am now. I don't really know the day or the time. I just spent the last 2 hours making up stories for a bunch of aggravated and intoxicated fringers. But I think they're all asleep now. I hope so. I'm alone. I mean, what I mean to say is that I'm not with Jalo or Sev. Dismas strapped me to a post and I've been unable to get free. I saw them put a chain around Sev's ankle and Jalo... Reeve. Jalo has an explosive device clamped around her neck. Sev was also still suffering from partial deafness last time I saw him. The Rocket Punks don't seem to want us dead. They think we are useful. And as long as we are, I think we're safe from being harmed by them. In their terms, they don't hurt family. This place, Hot, I think Dismas called it, is massive. It is their compound here in the southeastern fringe. What I know now is that there are several stories all around an inner courtyard. Gun placements around the perimeter, from what I saw. A big pit in the middle of the courtyards where they fight fringers for fun. Sev was near the pit, and Jala was up on the wall near the gun placements. I was taken inside to what I think might be some kind of intoxication den. I really hope someone comes to get me out of this place soon. What was that about dinner?
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Liberty Critical Research Podcast. Written by Caitlin Statz and co-created and produced by Travis Van Groff, with additional sound design by Dane Leonardson. This episode features the voices of Paul Mea as Dr. Maltalokovsky, Lauren French as Decima Jalo, Travis Van Groff as Severus Jungquist, Sean Francis as Dismas, Christy Luce as Boom, Caitlin Buckley as Skit, also featuring the voices of Dave Finoy, Daniel Demarin, Robert Pitsley, and Cap Blackard. The introduction theme was arranged and produced by Stephen Malin. If you have enjoyed listening to Liberty Critical Research, please consider supporting us on Patreon or by liking and reviewing our show on iTunes. This production is copyright 2016 by John Dossinger Publishing, and Liberty is a trademark of Travis Van Groff. Thank you for listening, and may the Archon watch over you.
There isn't one single key to a happy life. Our happiness comes from many things, like connecting with others, how we treat ourselves, and how we relate to the natural world around us. And there are practices that have been shown in the lab to help us get better at these things. I'm Dacher Keltner, psychologist at UC Berkeley. Join me on the Science of Happiness podcast as we explore these practices. In each episode, guests from all walks of life give a practice a try. And then we hear from experts about why they work. Find the Science of Happiness wherever you get your podcasts.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Let's face it. When you're a parent, finding the time and energy to do things that are just for you can be tough, right? You know you want to work out more. You know you want to take care of that errand that's been looming over your head. You want to keep up with the news so you can sound smart at work or with family and friends. But I get it. Catching up can feel like a lot, even on your chillest days. And while I can't convince you to go to the gym, I do think I can help with one thing. I'm Brad Milkey. I'm the host of Start Here, a daily podcast from ABC News, where each morning we run down the latest news in a quick, straightforward way. And at just 20 minutes, Start Here is perfect for your commute or popping on while you're finally checking that nagging errand off your list. This isn't like other daily news podcasts. We give just enough context so you can listen, figure out what's going on, wrap it up, and get on with your day. Follow Start Here and let us catch you up when it works for you. Start Here from ABC News, wherever you get your podcasts.